Hello, Florence and Cindy. This is Carl. How are you tonight? I hope you're fine because I'm real fine again. This is Sunday evening, the 9th of March, the end of another good day. It's 8 o'clock. And I guess today has been just about as ideal as I could wish for. I was up this morning and went to church, went to the job a little while. Then I came home and rested a little while, read, had lunch, little light lunch about 2 o'clock. Then this evening my language teacher came in and talked to me from about 5 to 6. Then about 6 o'clock the maid came up with a nice package and sweet letter from Florence Marie. So then the boss made some Hungarian goulash, very delicious, and I had dinner, and now it's 8 o'clock, and I'm conversing with my honey. It's been real pleasant here today, hasn't been too hot. But I can tell that the heat's coming on because the days are getting warmer. And in the morning sometimes, the fog rolls in the river. And between the heat and the cool of the dampness, this fog sets down until the sun burns it off about 8 o'clock. It's really, really quite a life I live. I'm a little ashamed of myself having such ideal conditions to live in. And still being paid for it. But I'd rather live where I could be with my wife, of course, and with some relatives and friends. I'm still a considerable of the loner type, and I'm not too social-minded. I don't miss palling around with these people here, but I do miss a little gab session with relatives particularly, and with my baby principally. But all that'll come to pass before too long. I'll be on my way home in just a short time. 3 months isn't very long. At least in my life, when you get to be 55, 3 months are just a short breathing space. I guess there's not much I can say about the conditions out here. The situation is about the same in our province as always. We watch out for ourselves. A fella came in today from up north, around Way, and he said that things up there are real secure. They drive from Way to Da Nang, about 2.5 hours on the highway. There isn't any VC around, or there isn't any war going on. Of course, the NVA took all their battalions out, the Northern Vietnamese Army. And there's a great many American troops up in that country. And down here, they've still left in a couple of battalions. They haven't pulled them out yet. And battalions of NVA, and there's plenty of VC still around. But we're not concerned with them here in the city too much, because the only thing that we're concerned about is our outside outposts at the districts, and they're secure. Everybody holds up at night, and the VC can't get to them. But we've had some big operations going on around here, and it kind of weeds them out. They get zapped quite a bit, and so it makes their lives kind of miserable if they want to keep pestering us. But it's, as far as I'm concerned, I live right here in town. My only out is to get up to Da Nang every now and then, and that's like flying from Boulder to Fort Collins. And I stay up there for usually a night. I go in the nighttime and then the next morning do my work and come back that evening. And there's lots of country to see. There's not much interest in the picture taking anymore. I finally got some film. I missed a couple of good days of taking pictures when I went up on Buddha Mountain. But maybe again I'll fly in a chopper and get some good pictures. Today got the nice package that contained all the prepared material and a box of candy. Boy, that's the best chocolate candy. When you got somebody thinking about you every minute of the day, it really makes your life a pleasure when you can look forward to receiving some little gifts. And I'm really very fortunate, because a lot of people just don't have that background to send somebody back home to take care of them like I am taken care of. So I really am fortunate. I'm real curious about how Bob and Marge's house is coming along. They moved over? Have they started moving over yet? I guess maybe 3 months. I guess they won't be able to start till next month, but I know they're both anxious to, and they'll start as soon as possible. Is Pam going to come over and live in Boulder? Maybe she'd come over there and get a job in the university. meet some of them handsome college guys and maybe even go to college, who knows. Anyway, tell them all, I said, I send my regards and happy St. Patrick's Day. Gee, that reminds me, I've got to get a St. Patrick's card for old Tom Conant. If I don't send that Irishman and his wife a nice Patrick's Day card, I'm sure he'll wonder why. I guess he hasn't written to me since he thanked me for the gift I gave to Juan. I guess he'll wait until I write him a letter. Let's see, I got a letter from Lou Warman, I think. He was, I don't know where he is. Oh, he's on Guam, yeah, doing something. So one of these days I expect I'll hear from old Lou. He'll come walking in. He'll probably be in charge of something out here. Big shot. Well, I would like to see him, talk to him. I need some help up in Washington if I'm going to get to language school. Maybe he can steer me into something that's a little bit more productive for me than...